This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. It was from the burning bush that God told Moses he'd lead his people out of Egypt to a land flowing with milk and honey. Fellowship President Yael Eckstein is a resident of Israel, and she shares her modern-day experience of that same promised land.
One of my favorite things about Israel is the nature of Israel. It's what reminds me that God is so present here and His word is forever. It's amazing to think that before 1948, this land was mostly desert and swamplands. There are all these writings of different philosophers and scientists and people who have come to Israel before 1948 and said, it's full of malaria, it's full of swamps, it's uninhabitable. And for somebody that doesn't have faith, it was very easy to say, okay, Israel, a tiny piece of land, it's uninhabitable. That makes sense. It's in the middle of the Middle East. There's some lands that you could live on and develop and some lands that you can't. But for people of faith, we knew that that was part of God's plan. That to the eye, it might look like nothing, but in reality to the soul, and if we develop it correctly, it is the center of the world in every sense of the world and will come alive as soon as it's reunited with its people, who are the Jewish people. This land was given to us by God because He trusts us. Such an intricate system, but God trusts us. And what He says, what God says is treat it right and find me within nature.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Check out Yael Eckstein's book, Holy Land Reflections, a collection of inspirational insights from Israel, at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.